area where there is, for instance, a forecast that within a short period of time a tropical cyclone could strike or major flooding could occur, the earlier you get there, the lower the impact on both people and on property is going to be. That's the short-term vulnerability reduction which we clearly see also in our data, that if there is this short-term vulnerability reduction, it pays off. It pays off both on the humanitarian side as well on the monetary side. But there is another dimension. It's more of a long-term dimension where we work together jointly with scientific organizations in order to reduce long-term vulnerability of societies and corporates. For instance, by implementing building codes, by transferring the knowledge we in the private sector have, by visiting not only disaster areas, but really doing the calculations, what has been done there and what was the impact given a certain intensity of a natural disaster. Now, understanding the risk, that's the DNA of the activities of a private sector insurance company. Now, what can be done in the broader context in collaboration both with scientific communities and the disaster humanitarian aid sector? It was mentioned this forecast-based financing. To us, this would mean sort of a paradigm shift from providing assistance from the insurance sector after an event, so simply paying losses. The paradigm shift would lead to a situation that prior to events occurring, prior to disaster occurring, we bring both our knowledge into these processes by collaborating with scientific organizations on forecasts, on modeling, which was just mentioned by the president here. Modeling disasters means that under certain scenarios which have been forecasted by the scientific community, we measure or we model potential outcomes in terms of both humanitarian impacts and impacts on the property. Now, this is kind of then the scenario where humanitarian organizations can start providing early on relief to the areas where disasters can strike. The downside of such forecast-based systems is that not all forecasts are coming true. So there is an uncertainty around forecasts. And this is where the insurance sector can help and can provide monetary relief, for instance, in the form of certain mechanisms providing financial support in the case that the forecast didn't come true and humanitarian aid organizations have spent money without being necessary to do so. So the result, the outcome would be to stabilize financial resources of humanitarian aid organizations in the long term. And bringing our know-how on the table, I believe in the risk management dimension, I believe we can also contribute to a world where vulnerability is reduced in the long run. That this makes sense also from a private sector perspective can be highlighted simply by the development of natural disasters over the last decades. We have seen, as I mentioned earlier on, increases both in terms of frequency and intensity. And so far, for the private sector, the costliest, and that's just the monetary dimension, event was a hurricane, a tropical cyclone in the US. It was Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and the private sector paid out after this event more than $66 billion. But this, as I said, is just the financial dimension. We have done a lot of analysis on the humanitarian dimension as well, and the outcomes are somewhere between frustrating and saddening. our data clearly show that the most vulnerable people on this planet are those with the lowest income. We can provide data, we can bring this information also into these processes. The facts are clear, absolutely clear, and I think this is an area, again, where collaboration, cooperation between public sector, scientific community, that's the foundation of our know-how, and the financial sector can help improving the situation. Thank you.